A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary. They laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they may touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touch it were healed. Diyos maray na agasin dugabos. Good morning po sa inyong lahat at sa ating mga tagapakinig sa 98.3 The Mother's Touch. Alam niyo po, sa ating gospel today, we see how great is the compassion of and mercy of our Lord Jesus to those who are sick. No? Yung pagmamahal at pag-ibig ni Lord sa mga may sakit. No? Na gusto niyang gumaling at pinagaling niya ang lahat ng mga may sakit. No? Kaya nga alam niyo, napakaganda ng kanta, no? Isang religious or Christian song na sabi nga, I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and heal your disease. I am the Lord your healer. And totoo po yun, no? God is our healer. No? Siya yung nagpapagaling sa atin. Of course, ginagamit din niya yung mga gamot, yung mga doktor. No? Pero siya talaga, si God, ang nagpapagaling sa atin. Ang ano lang po, ang mahalaga lang po, the very important thing is sickness is not a sign of curse. Hindi po ibig sabihin na ikaw ay sinumpa dahil ikaw ay may sakit. No? Kaya nga para kay Lord, no? Yung coronavirus, sisiw yan. Sisiw kay Lord yung coronavirus. No? Pwede niyang pagalingin kahit sino. No? And it does not mean that you have coronavirus, you are cursed. O sinumpa, o ikaw ay galit sa iyo ang Diyos. O sabi nga, natutulog ba ang Diyos? Hindi. No? It just does mean that God wants something from us. No? Alam niyo po, tatlo ang maaaring dahilan ng pagkakasakit. Of course, first of all, maaring sa ayun nga technical level, no? Yung mga virus siguro sa mga dumi na rin, no? Yung kapaligiran natin, no? Kaya nga, di ba sabi, wala ka bang napapansin sa iyong mga kapaligiran kay dumi na ng hangin, no? Kaya po, no, may mga virus din minsan o sakit dahil sa ating kapabayaan. No? Kumbaga, sabi nga, tapon nyo, basura nyo, itapon nyo. No? Lalo na, no? Tayong mga Pilipino, no? Minsan, hindi minsan, madalas, nakikita ko, no? kung saan-saan lang natin tinatapon yung ating mga basura. No? Minsan nakalagay na nga, bawal magtapon ng basura, ay doon pa rin tinatapon. Nilalangaw, no? Inuud, no? So, from there, no? Nakikreate yan ang sakit. No? Baha, ayan. Kaya, no? Kung minsan tayo din ang gumagawa ng sakit. No? And God permits sickness, no? God permits sickness to teach us. To teach us. Turuan tayo. Turuan tayong maging malinis. No? Linisin. Maging responsible sa ating kapaligiran. No? Kasi, no? Minsan, madalas, wala tayong pakialam. No? Katulad niyan, hindi lang yan. No? God teaches us sickness, no? To show, to repent, no? Katulad ng sakit ng AIDS, HIV. Dati wala naman yung AIDS, no? Bakit nagkaroon ng sickness ng AIDS? Kasi man, no? Man and woman, no? Destroyed the project of God with regards to marriage. Yung sex naging ano na lang, kahit ano na lang, no? We do not anymore care, no? About the nature and the project of God between man and woman in their sexuality. No? Kaya nagkaroon ng sakit ng AIDS, no? Kasi kung kani-kanino na lang tayo, no, nakikisama, no? Gumagawa ng kalaswaan, no? Kalaswaan, especially nung pagdating ng tinatawag na sexual revolution ng 1960s, no? Until now, no? That's one, no? God is teaching us through sickness, no? And through sickness also, it teaches us that God is the only person who loves us, no? Kasi alam nyo, kapag ka wala kang sakit, panay ang punta mo doon, panay ang lakwatsa mo, no? Panay ang, sabi nga, pipe thirsty mo, no? Sa mga lalaki, no? Panay ang chismis mo, no? Pero pag may sakit ka, no? In some way, God, no? Isolate you from others and, no? Put you to reflect, to think, to meditate, no? Kasi mag-isa ka na lang, no? And there, God speak to your heart. Sasabihin ni Lord, oh, tignan mo, di ba? Ngayong may sakit ka, asan na yung mga kaibigan mo? Asan na yung mga inaasahan mo? Pero huwag kang mag-alala, sabi ni Lord, no? Nandito ako sa tabi mo. No? Siguro, baka kantahan ka pa ni Lord, no? Kantahin sa'yo ni Lord, and you are not alone, I am here with you. Diba? You are not alone, sasabihin ni Lord sa'yo, nandito ako sa'yo, no? Sa katabi mo. No? And sometimes, God permit this sickness to us, no? To show us His great love and His great mercy. No? Kasi minsan hindi natin na nararamdaman yun dahil sa dami ng ginagawa natin. We are too busy. No? Too busy sa mga trabaho, sa pakikipag, sa pakikipag-chat, no? Sa pakikipag-text. No? Pero pagka may sakit tayo, pag mag-isa na lang tayo, no? Mas maganda dahil ginagamit ni Lord yun na paraan para sabihin sa atin, oy, nag-iisa ka na lang, kausapin mo ako. No? Kaya nga, sabi nga, yung sickness minsan, is a blessing, a grace, no? At alam niyo, may mga santo at mga banal, no? They are happy when they are sick. May mga santo na nakangiti pa dahil may sakit sila. Bakit? Because they know that sickness can be an instrument for their sanctification to become saint. No? Sabi nga ni Saint Alfonso Maria de Liguori, no? Saint Alfonso, sabi niya, if you ask God to heal you and God does not heal you, it means that, no, He has a project, a plan, a will for your sickness. Malay mo, through your sickness, God is saving souls. No? He is saving soul of your loved ones or other people. No? Pag nagadan ka, no? Ipapakita sa iyo ni Lord sa langit, tignan mo. No? Dahil tinanggap mo ng maluwag ang iyong sakit, karamdaman, no? Ito yung mga kaluluwang iniligtas mo. No? So sickness can be an instrument for our salvation. And God permits it for our good. No? Kaya nga huwag tayo mag-alala, no? Because God heals us in two level. No? God heals us in two level. Or physically, sabi nga, physical. No? Oy, mag-exercise kayo, ha? No? Of course, God wants us to also exercise, no? Mag-exercise, no? And also to take care of our body, no? But God heals us not only physical, but also and most especially moral and spiritual. And that is very important. Tomorrow we will celebrate the memorial or the feast of Saint of the Our Lady of Lourdes, no? You know, hindi lahat na nagpupunta sa Lourdes gumagaling physically, no? And I met, no? Thanks be to God, I went to Lourdes at least 3 times, no? And I participated in the mass there, no? And you know, I met people there, or somebody told me that they go to Lourdes although they are not healed physically, but they are happy because they are healed morally and spiritually. They said, you know, Father, before I went to Lourdes, I am angry with God. No, I don't want to pray, I don't want to go to mass, no, because of my sickness, no. It seems that God has left me, has abandoned me. But when I went to Lourdes, when I prayed to the late, to our Blessed Mother, you know, no, God heals me from the inside. And I was able to accept my sickness. And I am happy with it. No? Because I know God has a plan for me through my sickness, no? And that, alam nyo, that is a good healing, no? Yung pagpapagaling, no? Kasi yung physical healing, minsan, no? Pansamantala lang, or sometimes it can be an occasion of sin. Pero yung moral and spiritual healing, napaka-importante, no? Because it only leads you to love God, and it opens the door for us in heaven, no, sa langit, no. Naalala ko yung ano, no, yung kwento ni Blessed Bishop Fulton Sheen. Ewan ko kung narinig niyo na, no. Alam niyo, si Bishop Fulton Sheen, nagpunta daw siya sa ano, sa Nebraska ba to, sa Amerika. Nakasakay siya sa barko. And Bishop Fulton Sheen was amazed to see a person in ano yung wheelchair na walang braso at walang binti, no, putol na. Pero itong lalaking ito, masaya siya. She's smiling, joking. Sabi ni Bishop Fulton Sheen sa kanya, Blessed Bishop Fulton Sheen, sabi sa kanya, Why are you happy? No? Notwithstanding your condition, no? Notwithstanding that you have no arms and no feet, no? How can you smile? How can you smile? How can you be happy? Ang sabi nung lalaki, You know why, Bishop? Because I believe that God will restore my arms and my feet when I went to heaven, when I go to heaven. And that is faith. That is faith. That is the true healing, no? To accept and to see God's plan in our lives. No? And that's why we should ask Saint Scholastica and our Blessed Mother, no? Let us not waste this instrument of God for us. Our sickness, no, can be an instrument for us. Can be, God permits it for us to share in the passion of Christ, no? And becomes a way for to save our soul and to save the soul of others. Let us ask this grace from Saint Scholastica to our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Peña Francia, and to Our Lady of Lourdes. Praise be Jesus and Mary.